The United States government presents... This is Our Enemy. The United Nations go forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace. But we cannot win our war or make our peace unless we understand the character of the enemy we are fighting. That is why your government is bringing these programs to you. Later, we shall hear Behind the Enemy Lines, a special weekly report by Matthew Gordon of the Office of War Information. And now, the story of a Japanese soldier, adapted for radio, from Bradford Smith's recently published novel, The Arms Are Fair.
Tadeo, the mail carrier has brought a letter for you, my son.
Thank you, Mother.
Is it the letter we have been awaiting?
Yes. I must report to the army at once. I've been called to active duty.
It is a great honor, Tadeo, to serve the divine emperor. Now I will get you some wine to drink.
Thank you, but I don't care for any. Now, if you will excuse me, I'll go back to my book.
Another English book?
Yes, why not? We aren't at war with the English-speaking nations yet.
I am ignorant and stupid. There are many things I do not understand. But I know that your study of English at the university has done you harm. It has weakened your faith and filled you with discontent. Your uncle says it has given you a Western soul.
He is mistaken. My soul is as Japanese as my face. Through books, I've learned many things to admire in the Western world. But it is not my world. Japan is. And I must live in Japan and fight for it.
None will fight more bravely than you, my son.
I hope that you are right. Mother, if you don't mind now, I'd just like to continue reading. Yes. Here's something. Now, for our consciences... The arms are fair when the intent of bearing them is just.
I do not remember that proverb.
It is not a proverb. Now for our consciences. The arms are fair when the intent of bearing them is just. It is from a play by a great English writer whose name was Shakespeare. He knew that without a just cause, war is murder and soldiers are assassins. He knew everything, this Shakespeare. I remember how Fu and I would discuss this philosophy until the dawn came.
Fu?
Surely you have not forgotten my Chinese friend at the university.
It is wrong to call him your friend now.
Yes, it is foolish, certainly. Fu has become my enemy. If I meet him in China, he will try to kill me. And I will try to kill him. Mother, I think I will have some wine after all. Wine puts thought to sleep. It is not good to think too much now.
It seems as though we had been on the boat a long time, does it not, Tadeo?
Yes, Nakawa. Time passes slowly when one is homesick.
Would you care to see this picture of my worthless family? The children are rather ugly, but they are my own.
No, they are beautiful.
My wife has taken them to live with my father while I'm off fighting.
Oh, Tadeo!
Here comes Homer. I shall go somewhere else on deck.
Oh, don't go, Tadeo. I do not like him much either, but...
I have good news. We get to China tomorrow.
How do you know, Homer?
I heard the Major tell Captain Hojo.
I wonder what China will be like, huh?
Full of women. They say Chinese women.
There will be no women at the front.
The front will be all right. Plenty of killing. I like killing, but women are good too.
I have never seen a Chinese.
The Chinese.
I wonder what sort of people they are. Do you know, Tadeo?
Well, the Chinese are much different from us, I guess. Neither better nor worse. Just people.
You think that, do you?
Well, Captain, hold on.
Akiyama Tadeo, stand up. So, you know all about the Chinese, do you? Perhaps you are half Chinese yourself.
I do not understand you, Captain.
You were denied, perhaps, that you have inserted the Divine Emperor here on the open deck where anyone could hear you?
I was not conscious of disrespect.
Homer.
Yes?
Did this man say that we are no better than the Chinese?
Yes. Yes. That was it. No better.
I only meant that when we meet the Chinese, we shall probably find they have thoughts and feelings much like ourselves.
I should report you to the Major for your words. You know very well that we are the arms and legs of His Sacred Majesty. Yet you try to stir up dangerous feelings by saying that we are the same as the Chinese. You dare imply we are not divinely born.
I think, Captain, you will find me as ready to fight as the next
one. I shall remember to see that you have a chance to prove these words. I shall remember very well.
Nakalawa!
I am here, Tadeo.
Are you hurt? No, only a scratch on the arm. Are you yourself?
I'm all right, I think. Was the train...
Sabotage! This is our welcome to China.
But the people who were to greet us as deliverers... Well, the Major
said... They have prepared this surprise for us. Perhaps they were too shy to wait and see how we would receive it. Or perhaps they are watching us now. Millions and millions of eyes. Peering at us out of the dark and at us with hate.
Akiyama Tadeo, step forward. You have said that you are anxious to prove yourself a brave and royal Japanese, have you not?
Yes, Captain.
Well, I am going to give you a chance, as I promised. The Chinese dogs in this village have refused to revere the names of the murderers who wrecked our troop train. Those who protect the guilty are guilty themselves. You know that, do you not?
Yes, sir. But is there any certainty that the train wreckers came from this place? There are other villages nearby, and there are perhaps guerrillas.
You will answer my questions with yes or no. The Major has selected 20 villagers to be executed. You and a detail of 19 others are to carry out the execution. You understand?
Yes. They are to be shot?
No. Bayoneted. Their hands and feet will be tied, and they will stand in a row facing you. When I give the signal, you are to charge them, and you are to charge with spirit. The rest of the village will be looking on, and you are to show them that your heart is in your work.
Oh, if only they had been blindfolded, Nakarawa. If only the captain had covered their eyes. I shall never forget their eyes staring with fear as we ran towards them. I shall never forget how the one I killed tried to move his bound hands from behind his back as my bayonet. Oh, but I lie. And I say I shall never forget those bound, helpless men. In a month, they will be blotted out by the other crimes I've seen and done.
It is good to walk on solid street again instead of in mud. Do you think we shall stay long in Paixing, Tadeo?
How should I know? Our planes have not left much of it to stay in. Look about you.
Here comes Homer and some of the others in our squad.
shall return back. I have no wish to meet them.
Oh, they're too busy breaking into that house to notice us.
One would think they had enough root by now.
Do you hear?
Come away, Tadeo. There are only two of us. We can do nothing.
Hey, you two! Come in and share the fun!
He is drunk. Don't listen. Come away. Men forget themselves when they have drunk too much and when they have not been near women for a long time. Let us go back and sleep. Forget what we have seen, Tadeo.
How can I forget? Do you think there's any excuse for what we do in China?
No, there is none. Someday, these things may happen to my wife and my children in revenge. And the fault will be mine. But what can we do, Tadeo? What can we do?
I don't know. I had a Chinese friend once. He studied with me at the university in Tokyo. He told me that Japan had been conquered by her own army, that all the decent people were in chains. I always denied his words, but they were true. We are a lost people, and we shall be hated through all the world like an unclean thing.
Here are our quarters. Let us go in sleep.
Akiyama Tadeo, is that you?
Yes, Captain.
I have some work for you. Leave your companion and follow me.
Yes, Captain.
In here. Those prisoners are to be examined. The interpreter here will ask them how many Chinese troops escaped from the city, and it is to be hoped that they will answer. You are ready, interpreter?
I am ready, Captain Hojo.
Good. Now, Tadeo, the Chinese are your brothers, are they not? You understand them. If they deny us the information we seek, you will know how to make them talk. Or if you do not know, I shall give you a demonstration. Bring the first man forward. Where, interpreter, what does this one say?
He is like all the rest. He says that he does not know.
Tadeo, the cigarette this time, in his nostrils. Fool, you have let it go out. Here, take mine.
Yes, Captain.
Ask him what he says now.
The coward has fainted, Captain.
Very well. Corporal,
yes.
Take him and the others that you have questioned away. Dispose of them. There is no need to waste bullets. You may get gasoline at the truck depot if you wish.
It shall be done. Power, Joe!
Tadeo, stay here. We still have two prisoners. I wish to show you some techniques I have developed myself. Oh, interpreter, you may go if you wish. I think you would enjoy watching the deaths outside.
Thank you, Captain Ojo. You are most thoughtful.
Now, Tadeo, strip one of the prisoners. Well, what are you waiting for?
You have the bayonet, Captain. It would be more diverting to use a bayonet. I have an idea of my own.
Oh, you improve. Here it is.
Thank you, Captain Hozio.
Oh, what are you doing? Stay away from me. Stay away.
Help! Corporal! Corporal!
New techniques, Captain Hojo. I will never take your orders again. No one will. You prisoners, your hands above your heads and walk before me.
Yes.
I will help you escape, but we must be careful. Out the door, quickly.
What has happened? Where are you going?
Go away from here, Carlo. I've killed Hojo.
Tadeo. You have killed him. Where are you taking these men?
Outside the city, if I can, to safety.
I shall come with you.
No, no. It does not matter what happens to me. I'm going to kill myself after I've seen them safe.
No, no. I'll help you. If anyone stops us, we shall say we are taking them to be executed at the captain's orders.
Everybody is too drunk to be suspicious. Here, out this door.
All right, then. All right, you prisoners. We are going to run that way. We will stick together. I shall try to protect you with my gun. Ready? Run!